Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. The lazy days of summer are a good time for exploring, and the local diner is a good excuse to get in the car for a nice drive. So we've been to the Lemon Drop in Anderson, to Bongi's Tavern in Perkinsville. I'm a fan of Bird's Barbecue in Daleville, but I had not heard of the 9th Street Cafe in Marion until I talked to Ed Breen. Ed and the 9th Street are both fixtures in Marion. Ed used to be editor of the local newspaper, the Marion Chronicle Tribune. Now he's 71 years old, not ready to really retire, so he does morning radio there on WBAT. So there we were having lunch at the cafe. You can hear what a busy place it is. A couple of interesting local folks stopped by, but first I wanted to hear Ed's story.
Came here in 1966. The community has changed profoundly. When I came here, it was a thriving industrial town. We had RCA. We had General Motors is all that's left. We had Foster Forbes Glass. We had Glass Container. We had Owens, Illinois. We had Dana. All the usual litany of industries that you found in Midwestern communities. The community was based upon the idea that you grew up here, you got an adequate education, you went to work in one of the factories, and you had a nice life. And that has all changed profoundly in the last 20 years. The jobs are gone. What we have now is General Motors, and we're trying to replace $27 an hour jobs with $9 an hour jobs. And that changes the dynamics of the community.
What's been the effect on the city losing, and I'm going to guess that this is losing thousands of jobs?
Yeah, it is thousands of jobs, and what you have is an increased level of poverty. You have an increased level of underemployment. You have a school system that is struggling. The changes in public education in Indiana have not been beneficial to the schools in Marion. The choice thing has allowed essentially prosperous white flight to the surrounding school districts. We are left with an inner city high school. We are left with a community that is dealing with unemployment, with crime issues, all those kinds of things.
Somebody walking down the street today would see a different Marion than you would have seen 50 years ago, 40 years ago.
Oh, sure, absolutely. What you see is, there are the theories of urban decay that start with the broken window. You have the broken window in the abandoned house in the neighborhood, and the decay spreads from there. And you can walk really almost any neighborhood in the central city of Marion now, find the abandoned houses, find the boarded up houses, and above all else, you find the broken windows. And that poses a major financial problem for the city, in that the city administration, municipal government, has to deal with that. The property goes off the tax rolls. It falls into decay. It has to be eliminated, removed, demolished. That costs money. The lot stays off of the property tax rolls. It needs to be mowed. All sorts of things are put in motion by that.
How typical is this picture of Marion to other communities in Indiana in your experience?
Oh, I think it's very similar to what's going on around the state and around the Midwest right now. There's nothing unique about Marion. We like to think that we are the only town that's ever gone through this. And quite frankly, you take away Ball State, Muncie is not much different than Marion at this point. Certainly Anderson has taken its lumps. As far as I know, the only communities of this size in the state that seem to be doing well are Warsaw and Goshen, and they have a different set of circumstances. Warsaw has the the medical industry up there. Goshen seems to do well. But by and large, towns of this size in this part of the country are struggling.
For people who weren't here then, paint a picture of what it was like when times were different. Imagine that you're in downtown Marion.
Well, first of all, you did not have unoccupied buildings around the courthouse square. Marion and Grant County have the traditional courthouse square in the heart of downtown. It's been there since 1832. And when I came here, when we came here in 1966, every building on the courthouse square was occupied. We had the men's clothing stores. We had four men's clothing stores on the courthouse square. They're all gone. We had the shoe stores. We had the drug stores. We had all the amenities that you found in small town America there on the courthouse square. And the courthouse square is now essentially not-for-profits, lawyers' offices, financial offices, and vacant buildings.
Talk about what your role has been here over the years.
I came here to work at the Leader Tribune newspaper. At that time, we had two newspapers in Marion under one ownership. There was the Leader Tribune, which was the morning paper. The Marion Chronicle was the afternoon paper. I came here to work on the Leader Tribune and became assistant night managing editor, and then went through, as they say in organizations, all the chairs. I was features editor, I was a education writer, I was a photographer, did all, city editor, all those kinds of things. And then a lot of years later, ended up as editor of the Marion Chronicle Tribune in the early 90s. And left here in 1995, went to Fort Wayne for 15 years at the Journal Gazette, came back here, never left here, I commuted to Fort Wayne. Came back, and because the last thing in the world I wanted to do was go out on the front porch and die, I got into radio, and now I'm doing morning radio.
Ed Breen, former editor of the Marion Chronicle Tribune and now the morning host on the town's main local radio station. We talked to Ed amid the clang of dishes and glassware at the 9th Street Cafe, one of those diners every town has where local folks gather to catch up and solve the world's problems. Coming up, what they're saying in Marion. By the way, we're heard in Marion, Wabash, Huntington, Kokomo, Peru, on WBSW-FM 90.9.
Indiana Weekend. Real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Talk about where we are and the significance of this place to Marion.
We are at Paula's 9th Street Cafe, which is a one large room restaurant on the west side of Marion. It's been here forever, since the rocks were small pebbles. It's just one of those places where folks come for breakfast and lunch. Not open for dinner. 2 o'clock, everybody's out of here. But it's just a marvelous place to kind of keep track of the pulse of the community.
You come here on a regular basis, right?
Yes, there is a gathering of old codgers that gathers here every Friday morning for breakfast, and I'm in and out of here several times a week in one way or another. Yeah.
Tell me about that Friday morning gathering.
Friday morning gathering is retired electrical contractor, retired insurance executive, retired hospital administrator, a retired plumber, and an old beat-up news guy. And we usually get most of the world's problems solved prior to about 10:30 or quarter of 11.
What's the feeling of those folks? You've just named several retired people, so...
Right. I think that some of it's generational. You know, our parents didn't understand us when we were young. We don't understand our kids or the generation that's coming up after them. We think that their music is terrible, their political ideas are worse, and that the country is just going to fall apart unless we're there to support it. So there is that mindset going into it. But I think there's a lot of frustration right now with my generation, in my generation, and probably the next generation down, in that nothing seems to be working right. Whether it's getting the potholes filled down the street, or whether it's getting the national unemployment figures where they should be, nothing's working right.
And people haven't always felt that way. I mean, you've been tapping public opinion for decades.
Oh, yeah. I think everything changed, again, for my generation, everything changed with two events. One was Vietnam, and the other was Watergate. And when you take the influence of those two events on the lives of people, say, between the ages of 60 and 80, it changed everything, because we came away with the feeling that we could no longer trust our government. And that moved down to the local level in recent years, too.
This place is kind of a crossroads. If you wanted to find out what's on the minds of people in Marion, this would be a good place to start.
If I were running someone's political campaign, I would be here three times a day to take the pulse of the community, because I think this is where you would find out what people's desires are, what their frustrations are, and what it is that they think they can do next.
What's the biggest change in public opinion or public attitudes that you've seen? And one thing that comes to mind for me is the attitude towards same-sex marriage seems to have changed a lot in Indiana.
Isn't that an interesting story? That in Indiana we have gone from whatever it was, 77-80%, something like that, opposition to same-sex marriage, to the point where it's now about 50-50. The folks in the state legislature are scared to death to go one way or the other on it, because they're going to lose half of their constituents. That is a truly interesting social phenomenon, the way that we as a society have embraced that concept.
Indiana went for a Democrat for president in 2008 for the first time since 1964, LBJ, but didn't support him 4 years later. Where's Grant County been in all that?
Well, they're very, very sorry that they strayed from the true facts in 08, by and large. It's going to be another 40 years before that happens again. It's just not the nature of the Indiana culture. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, just fine. Good show today.
Somebody has just walked by.
This is Bob Felbert. Bob is a retired teacher, Vietnam veteran, has an earned doctorate, and we're not sure how he ever got that, but you did, right?
It's who you pay.
Okay. We're just sitting here talking about what has changed. And here's Cheryl. Come on over here. Cheryl was a school librarian for a good many years. This is John Strauss.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Nice to meet you. What's on people's minds?
What's on people's minds? The economy is always on their mind, and they have very doubtful ideas about what Congress is doing and what Congress isn't doing. It's seeing that it's deadlocked, ineffective.
In you graduated from high school in
65. Ball State in 69, Vietnam in 72, and then I got the master's in 74 and the doctorate in 87.
But when you were a kid, by and large, there was a belief that government at every level was going to do the right thing to accomplish whatever it was that we needed, whether it was the holes, potholes filled in the street,
right,
or fixing income tax.
Right. The problem was always bigger than the politics, and that the problem came first, then the politics. Now it's the other way around. First comes the politics, and then we'll decide which problems and how much or how little resources we're going to put in each.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only half.
Bob Filbert and his wife Cheryl walked by as we were talking with former Marion newspaper editor Ed Breen at the 9th Street Cafe in Marion. We stopped there because Marion, where we're heard on FM 90.9, is pretty typical of the former Indiana manufacturing towns faced with a jolting need to remake themselves. We wanted to tap into the public sentiment there, and we're lucky to know Ed Breen, the former local newspaper editor, who's still mixing things up at age 71, now as a thoughtful, sometimes provocative morning host on WBAT Radio.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
You know, we're partial here at Indiana Weekend to interesting people with good stories to tell. And, you know, we love a good local diner where people like that can often be found. There's only one thing that can make this better. We're interviewing Bob, one of the patrons, when Ed, the former local newspaper editor and now morning show provocateur, jumps in and takes over the interview.
My name is Dr. Bob Filbert. I taught at Marion High School on and off since 1969 to 2003.
What did you teach?
I had 9th grade law, 12th grade government, 12th grade sociology. I also taught at one time or another economics, and I was department chair of 12 teachers.
How did your career change in education over the years? You were a local teacher here, and...
Well, you know, that's an interesting phenomenon. You were involved in teacher organizational politics,
yeah,
when you were teaching, and the enemy was the school board.
Yeah.
Now, by and large, teachers and school boards have formed an alliance because the state legislature has become the enemy, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Correct.
And I think that's happened throughout Indiana.
Right.
With the property tax caps and the inability of local governments to adjust, is that...
The state is trying to reduce their responsibility for education. And you have communities around here that don't have the resources to make up the difference between what it takes to educate a student for 12, 13 years and what they're willing to get out of the people.
So tell me about how optimistic are you about the future of this community?
I'm optimistic if we can find a replacement for the major jobs that were lost. Now, if that's ethanol plants or what it is, I have no idea. But I'm optimistic, but not necessarily for Grant County. I think the kids are going to go out, and you will see a great exodus of the generations that I've taught.
Our kids don't stay here anymore. They don't stay in the hometown in any communities of this size in the Midwest. They go where the jobs are. They go where there is a better quality of life.
Hmm.
That's why Hamilton County has no idea that there was a recession.
Tell me about, do people here know Ed in Marion?
Everyone knows Ed. Like him or hate him, but everybody likes Ed. No, they might not agree with him. I mean, they think he's about got half bubble all plum, but, you know, all right, yeah.
What's his morning show like?
It's great because a lot of times all you hear is conservative talk shows and all this, and bring in a little drizzle from the other side makes people think and not just blind acceptance of some of the other commentators.
This restaurant is also sort of a gathering place.
Yeah, you have your friends here, and we have all the parents coming in, our former students, some of our former students. Well, help me out here. So.
You get to see some of your former students come in.
Yes, and to see their kids and find out where everybody is located now and where other relatives are. My name is Cheryl Filbert, and I'm a retired teacher librarian.
There's something to be said for growing up in a town like this. What is it that people might not realize who haven't had that experience, you think?
I think that if you live in a large city, that you travel around and you're lucky if you see someone you know. And when you live in a town the size of Marion, there's a chance that when you go out, you'll see someone that you know and you'll always have someone to talk to. And usually the people that are the waitresses and the other people that help you are very friendly in small towns where sometimes they aren't in large areas, and that helps.
You taught government for many years. Give a grade to people today on their knowledge of civics and government.
Wow.
Ed is laughing.
I think it's abysmal. I don't think we teach history or government.
Well, we used to have the best history program on earth, and that was a 2-year program. Ninth graders would begin at from foundation of the country up to the Civil War. And you had plenty of time to cover it.
I think that one of the problems with not teaching history anymore is the fact that history keeps multiplying and multiplying. The years keep going by, but we still have had only 1 year of American history all through time. And right now the only emphasis to speak of is on math and English skills. And there needs to be some variety, and it doesn't always have to be just adding history. Music and the arts program is almost non-existent in schools.
My name is Paula Harner. I own a little cafe called Ninth Street Cafe in Marion, Indiana. I've owned it for 11 years. I love to cook, love to cook, and I think that's what's helped make this so popular. Always busy. I have some of the greatest employees you could ever ask for. Anytime a business thinks their employees don't make them or break them, they're terribly wrong. I've got girls that have been here 9, 10, and 11 years, and for a waitress, that's pretty rare.
How do you keep them for so long?
Well, I just think I make it very clear when I first hire them, I will not be going out with you. I won't come to your house and have burgers and fries. I don't want to go shopping with you. I want you to come here to work. I want us to laugh and have a good time. Treat my customers as good as gold and enjoy this place.
That's Paula Horner, who opened the Ninth Street Cafe in Marion 11 years ago. She bought the place, and the former owner said, well, customers just never came there. Paula's first job was to get the restaurant cleaned up, so she spent weeks doing that, leaving the door open as she worked. People just started dropping by even before she started cooking. Now, 11 years later, they're still coming. And that, fellow diner fans, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.